Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Hi, this is Elle.
Hello there, this is Ron Lim, co-host of the Ask Elle show. Thank you for dropping in, and if you would like to call in, let me give you a number here. It is 530-605-4567. And if you want to listen to us, get on the radio to or your phone's KCNR1460.com and press the live green button. You can listen in. Or you can message or text L at
707-499-8999.
One more time.
707-499-8999.
And if you would like to text either one of us or messages on Facebook Messenger, you can do that too, Ask Al or Ron Lim. Now, our show tonight is brought to you by, again, our favorite donut shop, Heavenly Donuts.
Heavenly Donuts.
Owned by Katie and Trevor Garrett. Katie couldn't come tonight and visit, but I hope she's listening. They have, did you know that they have a 24/7 drive-through window?
I do.
I bet you know they have a 24/7
walk-up
window.
Yeah.
And their hours are what? 5 a.m. to 8 p.m. in the lobby.
Yeah.
7 days a week, they do all this.
Yeah.
They have more than just donuts. Did you know that?
Yes, I've had more than just donuts there.
Yeah, you can have breakfast there with them.
Delicious.
Yeah, egg McMuffin. Yeah,
good stuff.
Not egg muffins, but.
Yeah.
So anyway, we are going to continue, I guess, about talking about PTSD.
Yeah.
We have some guests, and I'll let Elle take over and tell us what's going on.
Yeah, so we, unexpectedly changed the direction of our program, and that's recently. We've just changed the direction of our program.
At least through the holidays.
Through the holidays, yes.
Now.
Yeah, through the holidays for now. It's a little bit up in the air what we're going to do after the holidays. We're going to go back to relationships or continue on with PTSD. That remains to be seen. But I changed directions because I was dealing with my own PTSD event a few weeks ago and decided that, you know what, I want to just put it out there, be upfront and be honest about it. I did a post on Facebook, and the responses have been absolutely phenomenal. The guests that we've had in the past couple of weeks have been incredible. But I did have a guest, a regular listener, get a hold of me last week and say, you know, the guests had been females and was really interested in having a man speak about this. And I was having a little bit of a hard time getting a man to be agreeable to come on the show just for lack of resources on my part. And then God bless Don Mangrum, because he got a hold of you, and you have history with Don Mangrum.
Yes.
And your family.
Yeah, he was responsible for getting my dad into the Veterans Day Parade back in the early 90s as a Grand Marshal, actually. Yeah, he dug up his war record.
Wow.
And he had a Purple Heart and bronze medal, and he asked if he'd like to be in the Grand Marshal in the parade. And my dad said, well, no, I have to work. That's my dad. Anyway, we all had to talk him into it. But yes, so that's Don.
Well, so Don reached out to one of our posts, and through reaching out, he had some an incredible article that I was thinking I might share tonight, but I'm not going to. I'm going to save it for a later date. But he brought my attention to something called Point Man Ministries, which I had never heard about it before, of course, because that information's new to me. And after I left Don, it was such an honor meeting Don. After I left, I pulled over, I Googled Point Man Ministries, made a phone call. It's an international group. And I made a phone call and reached the president right now of Point Man Ministries. So I just felt so fortunate that I got a hold of him. He was willing to listen to me ramble on and beg him to be on my show. And so we are privileged tonight to have Marcus King as a guest speaker on our show tonight. And so we're going to be bringing him in here in just a second. And actually right now, Marcus, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, thank you so much.
Marcus?
Yeah.
Thank you for the intro.
I appreciate you being on our show and, you know, speaking, being a representative for vets that are suffering. Really, the whole ministry is focusing on vets and families of vets that are struggling with PTSD. Although last night you invited me to be on a Skype meeting last night. I was so honored to be on that
right.
Skype meeting and listen in on what the different chapters do around the country. And
yeah, that was pretty neat.
Can I bring this up? And if not, we'll move past it. But I think it was Jay that brought up he refers to it not so much as PTSD as much as PTS.
Right.
Is that something that you
Jay
can speak
that,
to?
Jay said that, but also Steve said that, too.
Steve said it, too. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he said that a lot of guys, Steve, his story was that, you know, he was 101st Airborne in Vietnam, and he didn't have no stinking PTSD. Well, he might have post-traumatic stress, but he doesn't like the D. He doesn't like the disorder, so he doesn't claim that.
Which is not uncommon belief around it. Is that am I correct?
There's different schools of thought on it. I know people that refer to it as a disorder, and then some people that don't. I personally don't like to use the disorder word because PTSD is, as we're calling it, it's by the textbook, it's pretty much it's a normal physical reaction to events that are more stressful and outside of the realm of normal human experience.
Hmm. I like that, normal physical reaction to untypical stress. It's an untypical stress in that it's an overload of stress.
Very much.
Yeah. Okay, thank you for addressing that. Now I want to turn it back to you, Marcus, and you're in the spotlight. What would you like to tell us about Appointment Ministries? Everybody sitting here in the studio is like I am, was completely unaware of it until yesterday. And
well, I could give you a brief history of it and then tell you what it did or what
yes.
the program and the involvement of people in it have meant for me.
Yes.
So Point Man started off in 1984 by a Vietnam vet up in Seattle named Bill Landrick. And he noticed, you know, he was a police officer. He noticed that he was encountering, police encounters with other veterans a lot. And long story short, this whole thing started off with him meeting vets for coffee in a coffee shop. And the idea grew. We've had several presidents since his passing. And, one guy, Chuck Dean, he wrote a lot of books that really expounded on the ministry. And, now we have, if you include the home fronts, we have about 100 operations around the country. And then we have several across the seas. And so it's been going since 1984. It's been a pretty impressive deal. A little bit of my story, I served in the Army from 1996 to 2004, went to Iraq in 2003. A few months after I came home, I knew I was dealing with a lot of depression, and it was affecting me more than I realized, but I was command referred by my chaplain on my battery commander to mental health, diagnosed with PTSD. And that was in January. In July, I was out. I was a civilian. But
wow.
My wife reached out, started looking on for Christian PTSD counselors or services like that. And she found Point Man. And she had been talking to Dana's wife, Susan, for a while. And, you know, eventually I picked up the phone and I was talking with Dana again. In the chat rooms, you know, Dana was the president at the time, but I didn't know that he was, and because that wasn't important information for me. It wouldn't have mattered, you know. But I got plugged in, got involved, started trying to run things here on a local level here in Oklahoma. and eventually I was plugged into the board, and then 3 years ago the board elected me to take over the job as president. So
what a journey.
Yeah. But if this program wasn't here and I didn't have the coaching and the encouragement from these older veterans who had been there before, I honestly believe I wouldn't be alive today.
Wow, that's incredible. I'm going to pause you right there, Marcus,
yep.
because we're at the break mark. And so hold on to that thought, and we're going to return to your story, getting involved with the Point Man Ministries, when we come back.
Be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grants to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street, Blade & Barrel, thank you, Redding Rancheria, for all you do. You guys rock the community. Thanks again. See you soon.
From the family of Trendy, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Redding. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Okay, we are back with the Ask Al Show. This is Ron Lim, your co-host. And actually, I forgot to mention that we have some guests visiting us tonight.
We do have guests in
Renee,
the studio tonight.
Renee's here. Say hi.
Hello, Renee from Joplin, Missouri. Woo!
And her daughter, Star. Say
hi.
Okay, so we're back with the show, Ask Al. And if you would like to call in, if you're listening and you have something to say, that'd be great. The number is 530-605-4567. And if you'd like to listen in, just go to kcnr1460.com. Hit the green live button. You can listen in. You can also text L at
707-499-8999.
Or you can message either one of us, Ask Al or Ron Lim, at Facebook Messenger. And our show is brought to you by none other than Heavenly Donuts, located at Pine and Shasta Street in the corner. I mentioned that they have 24/7 drive-through, walk-up, but I forgot to mention DoorDash and Grubhub.
Yep.
You can get donuts delivered for free. Now, donuts aren't free. The delivery's free. The first
one. Yeah.
First one. So, yeah, order some up. Order some up tonight.
Yep.
I think that's it. So, yeah. Where were we?
Ron, can I just have you give those call-in number, that call-in number again?
Again, one more time. 530-605-4567. You can also find it at their website.
Yeah, it is
KCNR.com.
Yep.
Okay.
And then you can text me 707-499-8999. If you don't want to call in, if you're shy but have a question, Send a text.
Please do. Yep. By the way, that was KCNR1460.com. I left that out.
Okay.
So anyway,
so
we have a special guest.
We
on the
do. I'm so honored to have President of Point Man Ministries, Marcus King, is with us and sharing not only his personal experience, but his involvement in a program that I just learned about serendipitously. That is an incredible program. I really had the honor also of sitting in last night on a Skype meeting that included several of their outpost leaders, outposts being different point men gatherings in different areas, for lack of a better word. Marcus can tell us more about that. But listening to these men talk about what they do in their different outposts and how they serve and what they offer the community, I had to hold back tears at what this potentially offers the community. And I'm really hoping that through speaking with Marcus and other outpost leaders that might be an opening to open
yes,
up something
have,
here locally.
Lot, I think we have a lot of vets in our area.
We do.
That we serve. I mean, we even have the Veterans Cemetery here and the big...
And there used to be a point man ministry here. So,
okay.
It would be nice to see something potentially get started back up. Marcus, I am going to turn it back to you and have you continue sharing with us your involvement in Point Man Ministries, your own personal story, and some of what Point Man Ministries, the support that Point Man Ministries offers.
Before you start again, I do have
All
a
right.
question for you, Marcus, though.
Yeah.
I'm just curious how many... of the vets are from the Vietnam era in your groups
a vast majority of them.
Vast majority.
There's a handful of leaders inside of Point Man that are from
more recent.
From my conflict. Yeah.
Okay, I'm just curious how
that's
many
more
were.
Of the issues.
Okay.
But the cool thing about having so many Vietnam vets pouring into your life is that you realize that there's that commonality. You have that common bond. Like I said, when Dana was mentoring me for all those years, it was, he's older than my father. My dad just turned, 72 this year, and he's a Vietnam vet as well. But me and Dana and me and all the other guys, it was as if we'd gone to basic training or boot camp together.
Yeah.
It goes further back than that. The bond is so
right.
tight that we could have been in high school together.
Right.
40 years apart from each other, but still,
So, for someone like me, my dad was in the military. He was in the Korean conflict. But he didn't speak about it. We did not talk about... he was in the Navy. We didn't talk about it. He was a quiet, sullen... angry man. So for someone like me, help me understand how you build that camaraderie across decades, across conflicts, and what is it about that is so unique that what you just said, that men can feel like they could have been in high school together.
I think part of it is the background that we have from being in the service is that, we're never moving alone. Even your elite guys, everybody's at least got one teammate. And we need that. If you got a guy that's out there off on his own, he's struggling. We gotta have partners both in our personal life and in our friendships.
Mm.
It's an important thing. We're not meant to carry any of this stuff alone.
That's a really interesting point that you bring up, because out in the middle of the conflict, to use your word, you're not alone. And if a man is out there and is alone, he's in trouble. But coming back from conflict, so many, those returning, are alone. And that's one of the... that's part of what Point Man seems to offer. Listening to you guys last night is a place where vets can come and are not alone.
Well, going back to the concept of the point man is a point position. It's the person that goes up there ahead of the group and looks for the enemy. You know, calls out, tells everybody to get down. You can see a lot of this, like a close scout. But you take that concept and you throw in there that these are guys that have already been through that stuff. And we're going back and walking with the guys that haven't walked through it yet because we already know the territory.
Wow, that is so powerful. That's incredible. Now, there's not an outpost in every area. So is there a way for a vet to join an outpost that's out of their area via Skype or Internet?
You know, we can do some things like that. If that situation comes up, we can have people, you know, on the phone, mentoring on the phone like that. I've got several guys that have done Zoom calls and groups like the Skype thing that you took part in last night. I would love to see more outposts pop up around the country. That would be a phenomenal thing for us. We used to be really, really strong, but, you know, as people get older,
yeah, lose numbers.
Yeah, I mean,
how do you get out there and promote yourself, or even let people know who you are and what you do?
How do I get out there?
Yeah,
I've got a vest with our big point man patch on the back of it, and I've got stuff all over both my vehicles, and I'm wearing it whenever I go out. You know, and most of our guys are doing that as a minimum. You can take out radio ads. You can get involved in your community, and just let people know that you're there. I'm getting plugged into my VFW here in Oklahoma, but I got several guys that are doing things with the VFW, the American Legion, AMVETS, DAV. You know, we find ways to plug ourselves in.
So in last night's meeting, and I apologize for not having the names memorized of some of the men. Because I was on my phone, I couldn't even really see who was speaking. I could just hear their voice. But one gentleman was saying that he told a story of wearing his hat, that you wear on your head.
Yeah.
With all of his, his accomplishments, I guess, or his accomplishments are represented in medals, or what is it that you wear? And he was, you know, somebody mentioned that it was him trying to show off, and he said, "No, I'm trying to be known. I'm trying to be seen. I want other vets to see my hat, so that
That was Steve. He was saying
Steve,
that
yeah.
The guy was saying that he's looking for attention or something along those lines. He said, "No, I'm looking for people, you know." And that you know, putting that stuff on, putting your hat on with all your pins and the simple appointment on it, that makes you approachable.
Right.
That takes somebody else out there that's not wanting to be approached, but they see you, and you still have that visual camaraderie with that person, even though maybe you didn't, you haven't spoken to them before, but yet you can see there, you know, you can see it in their eyes. And usually when I go out and I see somebody else wearing a hat from a war or whatever conflict, I'll come up to them and say, "Hey, welcome home."
Incredible. You know? What's the response when you say that?
Oh, man, welcome home is powerful. I think people today, and I don't want to get off on a tirade about this, but
no, I want
I think
you to.
Today people
Please
are
do.
Getting sick and tired of thank you for your service.
Mm.
I think thank you for your service has kind of lost its meaning.
Mm-hmm.
But from one veteran to another, hey, welcome home, regardless of your conflict, boy, that stirs something up inside.
So what
that's,
can someone
say?
I'm sorry for talking over the top of you.
No, go ahead.
So... you just brought up a point that, you know, it kind of raised an antenna on me, which is when I know someone's a vet, I do say thank you for your service. And so if that's being worn out and overused, what is something that someone could say that feels like we are at least honoring what they have been through and what they've done? For me, coming up to somebody, what can I say?
Well, what I said about that is more my personal observation. A lot of people don't hold that, but my suggestion would be, you know, hey, welcome home is nice. I appreciate what you did for us is nice. Just, you know, I prefer to use something a little bit more genuine, a little bit from the heart, not the prepackaged thing that everybody is saying today, you know.
Yeah,
well, it's about that time now for another break.
Okay, Marcus, we're going to take a break, and we'll pause this and get back to it after the break. Thank you again so much.
Celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlus Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlus Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlus will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlus today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlus Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlus Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlus Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlus Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlus Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlus Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Hello friends, this is RC with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Padron 1926 Series Number 9. 5 1/4 inches by 56 ring gauge, this is, I will admit, a personal favorite. A Nicaraguan puro, richer, rounder, and more complex experience with flavors of coffee, nuts, and a hint of black cherry, perfectly balanced with a finish that lasts for days. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Well, welcome back to the Ask Elle Show. This is Ron Lim, your co-host.
This is Elle.
That's Elle. Okay, so we've been talking about PTSD with a guest on the phone and Marcus. So we'll be back with him in a second. We just got to say a few things here. But number one, we got to talk about our most favorite donut shop in all of the North State, actually, not just Reading.
Mark, what am I talking about? I got to tell you, Marcus Reading sent me a text and said we're going to get him in trouble with all these donut ads.
We'll send you some donuts, courtesy of Katie from Heavenly Donuts.
She's great.
Or if you visit, you know, you can get a whole box full of them. Anyway, so the people are listening, and we'd like you to call, please, at 530-605-4567 if you have anything to say or share your story.
My story. Mm-hmm.
And, or you can listen to us at kcnr1460.com. Or you can text
me, 707-499-8999. And we've got a little bit of a shy audience tonight. Normally we're...
Yeah, it's quiet tonight.
Well...
So far.
There.
That I can tell.
Yeah.
But, I did forget to say that about Heavenly Donuts, too. Don't forget that they have that 24/7 drive-through or walk-up window.
Yeah.
And Grubhub and DoorDash Deliver.
For the free, donuts. Their first delivery. Not the donuts aren't free.
The donuts aren't free.
The delivery is free.
Okay, so I'll hand it back to you,
Elle. Okay, so we're here with Marcus King, and he is the president of Point Man Ministries, which I just found out about, and incredible. I'm so impressed with what Point Man Ministries offers the community. And, thank you, Marcus. It's just been listening to you share what Point Man does, your own story, phenomenal. And so I'd like you to continue if there's anything that you would like us to know about Point Man Ministries that we haven't covered yet, or a way for people who might be listening that are vets to plug in.
Okay. Well, since we don't have any calls on here tonight, I am getting some feedback from some other people that are listening to it. I just can't look at it right now. So we got, like you found out last night, pretty much every outpost that we have is, they do something a little bit different from each other. There's, each one of them is unique. We're as unique as the leader in charge. So we've got people, we got some memorial walls are going up. We got a memorial facility that's been in planning for a while down in Mississippi. We've done in the past Angel Fire, New Mexico, and I've gone out there once. It's been a special time out there setting up for the we set up ministry tents, and we hand out Bibles and offer prayer and support and fellowship to veterans and their families coming by the tent at the monument site there at Angel Fire. And we do the same thing similar at Washington, D.C. every year. We have a group that goes up there and sets up a tent right next to the wall and hands out Bibles and prays and talks to people right up there. It's a really powerful experience, and that happens on Memorial Weekend and Veterans Day as well. If you wanted to find out more about us, I'll give you the website. It's www.pmim.org, and I'll spell that phonetically. It's Papa Mike India Mike.org. We're on Facebook. The Facebook page is facebook.com/PMIM official. And all that'll bring you right to the headquarters main page. So I've got a YouTube channel on there that should be pinned at the top of the page that will show you the conference that we just had here in Oklahoma City.
Good to know.
Yeah, that was brought up in last night's meeting, and I'm really looking forward to
speaking
getting
of
on
callers,
there.
Speaking of callers, Marcus, we have one.
Okay.
We have David Yoakum on.
Hey, Dave.
Hey, how you doing? Over. Hey, good.
Hi, David. Thank you for
you,
calling
Low L?
Yes, thank you so much. And thank you for accepting my friend request on Facebook.
Hey, no problem. I seen you was talking to Marcus. He's a really good guy. He's a great leader for Point Man. And y'all was asking for people to call in. I thought, well, why not?
Please, yes. So, what? Now, are you part of Point Man Ministries?
Yes, I'm a chaplain, associate director at the Leavenworth, Kansas outpost.
Wow, okay. So a question that I have, since you mentioned that you're a chaplain, if we have listeners and people that are interested and they're not faith-based, are they going to find a sense of camaraderie or a comfort, feeling comfortable with the Point Man organization and Point Man Ministries?
I think absolutely they would. We welcome all. We at our outpost here in Leavenworth, last Friday of each month, we have a dinner meeting, and we'll have a guest speaker. Like next month, or January, we have a three-star general coming in to talk, and we always do a faith-based lesson afterwards, but the thing of it is, anybody and everybody's invited, and we have a lot of people, show up to our dinners, and I think everybody feels welcome. And then, even if they're not of faith, we can always plant the seed maybe they'll, accept coming into the faith and, Christ as their Savior.
So for somebody that's looking for support, a place to where they feel like they have a sense of belonging, Point Man Ministries, you were just saying, really is open to all, accepts all.
Yeah, I don't know anybody would turn a hurting person away.
Right. So there's something else about Point Man Ministries that I learned last night when I was on the Skype call, but you you weren't on that Skype call, were you, David? Or were you?
No, ma'am.
Okay.
No.
But the Point Man Ministries, they don't just have a ministry that reaches out to vets. They also have something that is for families of vets.
Absolutely.
Yeah, can you tell us more about that?
Well, the families of vets, I've been with my wife, we've been married just a little over 36 years, almost 37, and we've raised our children, but I retired from the military in 2010, and my family has suffered the results of my PTSD over the years, and it helps them to understand why I have suffered. And my wife, for instance, I'd wake up in the middle of the night with nightmares and hallucinations and just be thrashing all over the place. And, it's helped her to understand why.
Mm-hmm. So, is it a separate group for the families, or do they come to the same meetings as the vets? How is that structured?
Well, here in Leavenworth, family members come. Some of the other outposts, they have like separate groups for like spouses and children, but here, family members come in also.
I just want to jump in here and say that it is recommended that the families are not present during the normal outpost meetings, because there's some things that we get off our chest that we don't ever intend our families to hear about.
Right, that came up in the meeting last night. So is there, last night when I was at the meeting, at the Skype meeting, I thought that there was a specific name given to the...
Home front, yes.
So would somebody who is a family member to a vet and wants to have support and understanding, would they be able to find Homefront on the Point Man Ministries website?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So on the website at the top, there's a drop-down for, there's a tab for outposts or Homefronts, and then you can search by state for outposts on the top, and then Homefront is on the bottom. Granted, Homefronts are much less populated than the outposts are for right now anyway, but that's how you would find it.
Well, thank you so much for sharing that, and David, thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate you calling in and showing your support, and just happy to hear right. from you guys.
I appreciate that, and I just want to say here in Leavenworth we don't have a home front currently, but what I do is, because like the meeting we have, people come in, the veterans aren't always open to, it's not the time nor place to open, but I do a lot of small group and one-on-one stuff with our veterans up here.
Well, you're doing a phenomenal work. It's just so impressive what Point Man does. And Marcus, I want to direct a question back to you. Last night during the Skype meeting, and hopefully you can remember I don't remember the person that was speaking about it, and you remember what I'm talking about, but there was a discussion around why Point Man Ministries is appealing to vets, because a lot of vets avoid going to the Veterans Administration, if I'm using the right terms, please correct me because I'm sure I'm not using the right terms.
No, you're right.
The Veterans Administration for diagnosis, because there's a lot of a negative outcome from a potential diagnosis through the Veterans Administration, such as no longer being able to be a gun owner.
Okay.
I didn't
know if you were going to touch on that on this program or not.
Well, I'm touching
on
it.
But, yeah, that's one of the fears, is that they don't want to, and I've talked to guys locally, they're like that too, that they don't want to go to the VA because they perceive the VA is going to try to take stuff from them. It's going to get really stringent on them. And so they come to us because we're not a part of that system.
Mm-hmm.
It's very assuring for them knowing that they can talk to somebody, be referred to somebody that they can talk to and talk freely with without having to worry about having that taken away or secretly having them take notes to get you committed. I've talked to people that's a big fear in a lot of us. You know, we're struggling. You and I talked about control, you know, control of yourself. But that fear is there for guys that, if I say something at the VA that they can take the wrong way, the next thing you know, I'm locked up on the 8th ward or whatever ward it is for your own area at the VA hospital.
That's so point man, I'm going to say this little comment and then we're going to have to take a break, but point man is a place for vets to come get support, get help, get education, and get what they need without the fear of the ramifications they might otherwise get. I don't know if I'm saying that right, but
in a roundabout way.
Yeah. All right. Thank you so much, Marcus.
We can talk about that more after break.
Okay. I'd love to. Okay. And I'm so sorry we have to break, but we do.
Yeah. Okay.
Celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. starting in September. We'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by Heavenly Donuts.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
The tradition continues at the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista, featuring delicious steaks and seafood, chicken, soups, salads, and much more. The Dry Creek Station, family-owned and operated, open since 1992, serving dinner Tuesday through Sunday from 5 to 9 p.m., with happy hour from 3 to 5, and don't miss their fantastic weekend specials. The Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. So come on down to the Dry Creek Station, where quality and value meet.
This is Elle.
And this is... Oh, I hear feedback there. And this is Ron Lemieux. Oops. Are we good?
Hi, this is Elle.
I'm getting some feedback. I'll start over.
Hi, this is Elle.
Hi, this is Ron Lim, co-host of the Ask Elle show. Welcome back. If you'd like to call in, we still have 15 minutes. Call 530-605-4567 or go to kcnr1460.com. Hit the live green button and listen in. We are brought to you by our favorite donut shop ever for the North State, actually, for from Heavenly Donuts. They have a 24/7 walk-up window, drive-through, open 5 a.m. to 8 p.m. in the lobby, 7 days a week. Grubhub and DoorDash deliver their donuts also. And they have more than just donuts. They have breakfast.
Phenomenal.
Little sandwiches and stuff.
I get their breakfast croissants.
Yes.
So good.
So check them out. And thank you. Thank you for the support. And we have a special guest. Oh, we also have Renee and Star here, by the way.
In our studio?
Yes. Listening quietly. Hello. So let's bring Marcus back.
Back to Marcus, and we're heading into the last 10 minutes of the show, Marcus. But we left off on a topic that, I don't know, might be a little bit of a hot-button topic, but I think it's relevant. I think it's important, and for vets to know that you're a safe place. And so say more about that, because I know you have more to say about it.
Yeah, so I just want to give a little disclaimer. Even though we do have some people that are licensed counselors, we as a whole are not counselors. We have some leaders that are pastors, but we as a whole are not pastoral. We're lay ministers. And we provide fellowship and it's, I guess, lay counseling to a degree. But, you know, if one of our jobs that we're supposed to do according to the bylaws and the manual that everybody should have is that, you know, if you run into something outside of your ability to handle, one, you're supposed to partner with your pastor at your church and refer to your pastor for spiritual support, moral support, but also you're supposed to know the lay of the land of your area. So, if somebody calls me and they have questions, you know, questions that I don't know the answer to, it's my job to be able to know where to get that information. It's like for the vets that are listening, if you've been to a non-commissioned officer board, if the board members ask you a question that you don't know the answer to, but you know where to find that answer, an acceptable answer for that question is that I would find that information here. So us, with our boots on the ground in our local areas, we're supposed to know and probably do know the answer to that question and how to refer you to somebody else. So it's not just us. It's not a one-man show.
Mm-hmm.
It's, we're supposed to reach out and come alongside of other organizations and groups to accomplish the goal of helping that veteran.
I love that. So, you know, if there's someone that does need a higher level of care than what you have, then you have, you know, you've got your support tentacles out into the community.
Yes.
That's fantastic. So what, so if a vet is in an area, and I, you know, I'm just going to put this out there. I'm thinking of a family member. I have a family member who was, in a horrific, well, his sweeper was blown up. I mentioned this a little bit last night. His sweeper was blown up. Blown in half over in Afghanistan, and it was they estimated between a 300 and 500 pound IED that blew that sweeper in half, and it blew the front half of that sweeper several hundred, well, I don't know, about 100 yards. I did a video honoring the platoon that saved his life, but he was driving. He ended up in the blast hole when he came out of, you know, he was blown out of the sweeper. And he suffered a traumatic brain injury and other physical, lifelong, debilitating physical disabilities. And there's nothing like this where he lives. And, you know, he's on Facebook. He's often just wanting help, wanting someone to talk to. And it just seems like in the area that he lives in, there's nowhere for him to turn to. And sometimes, you know, it's he'll be in the throes of something. His marriage did not survive his this event. It put in such an incredible strain on them and his recovery. He was in BAMC for about 18 months. And so somebody like him who feels alone, isolated, nobody understands what he's going through, really. Nobody can understand what he's going through. He just looks like he's behaving oddly. Can he reach out to Point Man, even though there's not an outpost there? And who would he just contact you, Marcus?
Yeah, he can contact me. He can reach out on the website. He can send me an email, and we can do some digging to find out what kind of stuff there is wherever this individual is at.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's in Northern California on the coast, and suffering. He's suffering. So I'm going
to talk to a guy last night that would probably be able to answer that question.
Which one?
Alan.
Alan. Okay. I don't think he.
Yeah. He's down there in Hesperia.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, he's the guy in your state that would have the answer
right.
to that.
Okay,
or
now I know.
Be able to find that quicker.
All right, I might put him in contact with Alan because he's hurting and he's not the only one. He's just one of countless stories I'm sure that you're familiar with. And so I want to, I'm going to mention the website, which is, it's Point Man International Ministries, right?
Yes.
.org. So for any listeners.
Yeah, PMIN.
PMIN. Okay. I was just saying, I found you last night just by putting in Point Man. I didn't even know if it was ministries. I didn't know what it was, but still found you. And so for our listeners, if you know of a vet, if you are a vet, you know someone that's suffering, struggling, it's PMIM.org or Point Man International Ministries. .org, and there's a phone number on there, and I know it works because I got a hold of Marcus using it. So, reach out, and they'll be able to connect you with, somebody that can be there for you, get in the foxhole with you, I guess, for lack of a better term. But so we talked about the family support that Point Man Ministries offers. We talk about, so if somebody was going to want to start an outpost, how would they begin to make that process happen?
It's real easy. Just get a hold of me, and I can mail them out with snail mail an application, or I can email it to them and just put out some stuff, your basic information. We need a pastor recommendation letter, or at least a letter from a pastor saying that, I recommend this person for this. And, and it goes pretty smoothly.
And then moving forward, what would that look like? Someone's going to start, wants to start, somebody's listening in, they're like, man, I want to start one of these, I want to create a support group like this. What is it going to look like after that? Once they've contacted you, they got the paperwork, they've submitted the paperwork, gotten all the recommendations that they need, then what?
Well, the rest of that journey is up to that person and the leading of the Holy Spirit to bring the people in.
Mm-hmm.
They can set up, they can put out flyers, they can put out stuff in your local newspapers, local radio stations, get with the church and promote it in the town, and that usually works out pretty well. And like I mentioned before, talk to your VFW, talk to your American Legion, any other group that you may be involved in. VFW is hurting for members, it's hurting for people across the board, all of them are. And if we're not able to reach out, every one of these groups is going to not be able to survive the attrition of the future. Most of these groups that I've encountered here locally, they would love to have us involved.
Mm-hmm. So, okay, now, again, me knowing nothing, what would differentiate Point Man Ministries from VFW?
VFW, one, has a congressional charter. They're a very organized group. They have a lot of traditions, a lot of rituals, which are important. But they're able to be more political. Point Man is not a political organization at all.
It's spiritual.
Politics don't matter with what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
But the VFW, I've had several VFWs that have said, yes, you can come and run a group here. We'd like to have you involved here.
Okay, well, we're just about at the end of the show.
Marcus, thank you so much for being our guest tonight and for the information. I'm sure I'll be following up with you with questions and, participating in our show again in the future if you're open to that. So thank you very much.
Thank you for the opportunity, and thank you for the supporting of the veterans.
Yeah.